Live from San Diego, it's the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Let's do a quick check of the weather. Let's check the traffic. Not that great, folks. Traffic's not that great from what I can see. You know, you can reach the show if you want to send an email to davidspoon at kprz.com. Go to Facebook, type in the David Spoon Experience, like it and or make a comment. Follow us on Twitter at Spoon Experience because that's mine. There we go. Ladies and gentlemen, this segment brought to you by Excalibur Roofing and our very good friends, the Eric and Ingrid Holloway. But the reason I'm bringing Ingrid is because she's doing the next interview. Eric's out. He's gone. You're out. You're fired. You're replaced. Anyway, so his wife's going to do the next interview. That'll be good. 20 years of experience, active member in the BBB, licensed and bonded in roofing classifications, and testimonials from people just like you and I. They work on residential and commercial, but they approach every roof as an individual situation. New roof construction, old roof replacements, and repairs. You just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. You can go to excaliberroofing.com, the website. Check out the information. If you've looked outside, folks, you notice it's, you know, it's got that rainy little, rainy kind of feeling. And the point of me bringing that up is the reality that Eric, I think, said it best. You don't want to find out at the too late point that there's a problem with your roof. When is the too late point? When the wall comes crashing down and messes up your TV. That's a little late. All their estimates are free. Call them, talk to them. If you're not sure where to go with it, ExcaliberRoofing.com is the website, 760-743-8803. And we certainly wish them a Merry Christmas. Okay. Are you ready? I don't know how to, I don't even know. You can't even set this up with music. This stuff is so unbelievable. We're going to take two full segments to talk about this. And I'm telling you right now, you are about to be, we got music for this. Is it good music for this? Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. What do you got? All right, go ahead. What do you got? That was the music? Oh. Yeah, that's not bad. I gotta say, that's not bad. We can't go through the whole thing, but that's not bad. All right, folks, here's the deal. There were three Facebook posts today. Three Facebook posts. We can't do the RB, nothing. I mean, there's so much stuff going on. Let me tell you what the Facebook post is leading up to this segment. This is going to be a two-segment scenario. Two segments? You need two segments to say what you got to say? Well, I got a lot of hat air, so, you know, that's how it works. I want you to be, here's the Facebook post that we're coming off of, Robo Producer. You didn't actually hear this one, so you got to hear it. This is what I wrote on the Facebook post. I want to be careful to tell you that today we are uncovering the actual strategic approach that is attacking anyone who does not support same-sex marriage or their agenda, like Duck Dynasty. And you have never heard all of this before in one place. This is your fair warning. That was the Facebook post. We are going right into it, ladies and gentlemen. So buckle up, because you know what? On the David Spoon Experience, we don't take any prisoners. It doesn't work that way. Duck Dynasty Phil. Now, if you guys don't know who Duck Dynasty Phil is the main guy, the senior, actually, of the Duck Dynasty crew. He has been relieved of his television duties. Did you hear about that? That he was let go. He was relieved of his television duties. Here is the accusation against him. If you're ready for this, the accusation against him was hate speech. Hate speech. Hate speech is also the politically correct term for people who are Bible believers, by the way. And I'm going to show you how clear that is. Phil, in his hate speech, simply quoted 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 9 through 10. You better catch this, folks. Here's what that says. Do you not know that the wicked will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor the idolaters, nor the adulterers, nor male prostitutes, nor homosexual offenders, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. None of them shall inherit the kingdom of God. Then Phil added a few thoughts of his own, and then they were attempting to say he was paraphrasing the scripture. He wasn't paraphrasing the scripture. He was quoting 1 Corinthians 6, 9, and 10 and added a comment. Well, this turns into quite the fiasco, and the spokesperson for GLAD, the people that are anything but, Wilson Cruz, and then also Bernard Whitman from the LGBT community, they tipped their hands regarding the strategy for their agenda through a written response to the Duck Dynasty deal and also by being on Megyn Kelly's show on Fox last night. And you're sitting there thinking, what do you mean they tipped their hand? Mr. Whitman said, all speech against homosexuality is hate speech. And then he said that that type of speech has no place in the public square. Now, I'm warning you, get ready for the real stuff. Now, I want you to keep in mind that the percentage of people that we are discussing in society regarding the gay community is 4.4%, not the 30% that Hollywood tries to portray, not 10% that a lot of the websites claim, not 7%, not even 5%. It's 4.4%. Do you know what the same amount of people is in the United States at about 4.38%? Do you know what the other group is that have that same amount? You ready? People with tennis elbow. Same level. 4.38% of the people in the United States have tennis elbow. 4.4% are involved in the gay community. Folks, let me tell you right now. You want to hear the strategy? This is going to blow your mind. You ready? Here's strategy number one. The first part you guys will know. The second part, you're going to cry. The first part of the strategy for the gay community is first and foremost to change definitions. Now, that's nothing new to anybody. What do we mean by change definitions? The gay community wants to change definitions of words. The first word they changed, gay. Did you know that gay used to mean happy? It used to be, whoa! It used to be in Christmas songs. You used to be able to use the word gay in a sentence without offending somebody. It used to be a regular word. They took the word. They changed it. They completely redirected the word. Now it means something completely different. Guess what the second word is that they did that to? Marriage. Marriage has always, historically and otherwise, been between a man and a woman until the last so many years, 20, 30, 40 years, where the agenda has been driven and the definitions of words have been changed, gay being the first word, marriage being the second word. Again, that's not news. Here's the next word they're trying to change right now, and you better pay attention to this. They're now trying to change the definition of Christian. The strategy right now for the GLAD community and the LGBT community is to change the definition of the word Christian. It's the newest and latest attack. The GLAD and LGBT communities are claiming that the word Christian, the definition of Christian, should be one that includes no opposition to homosexual relationships. What they are now seeking to do is to define what is and what is not, who is and who is not a Christian. Now, let me explain to you the depth of the evil that's taking place here. The GLAD and LGBT community are trying to define who is a Christian and who is not by their definition. Forget the fact that a Christian is one who follows Christ. Forget the fact that it's a person that follows the teachings of Jesus. Forget that. They are trying to re-spin and redefine the word Christian, just like they did with the word gay, and just like they're doing with the word marriage. The word Christian is the new target. They're looking to change the definition of Christian to be somebody who does not oppose a homosexual relationship. If you don't understand the strategy, if you don't understand the depth, the seriousness that's taking place, once they redefined gay and stole that word, once they redefined marriage and have ruined the institution of marriage by perverting it, now they're trying to go even one step further and destroy the actual definition of Christian by redefining what a follower of Jesus is. 4.4% of the community trying to define what Christian means, and they don't even have a relationship with Jesus Christ. You ought to be disgusted, just like I am. We're going to take a break. That's not the only strategy. Wait till you hear the second strategy. It's even darker. When we come back, we're going to talk about it. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. You don't got to like me, but if you're a true Christian, you still got to love me. That's why I'm keeping the faith.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Sometimes you need money and you need it fast, and timing is everything. Money Tree offers same-day financial solutions that are quick and easy, so you don't have to wait. Call or visit a Money Tree branch near you. Learn more at MoneyTreeInc.com. Money Tree, money and time.
Hi, I'm S. Craig Perry. Over 34 years of integrity with God's love. We all want safety in life. Well, it should be most important when it comes to our retirement money. IRAs, 401ks, or any money we want to protect. Most people have lost some money in their retirement accounts due to stock market decline. But now in retirement, you can't afford to lose money again. And you won't with my product. Get like stock market growth without the risk of going backwards ever again due to stock market decline. And now get guaranteed interest growth, and anytime you want your money, you can start taking it out, preferably over 59 and a half. Currently, the product is paying 14% guaranteed over the next 10 years. Call me at 1-800-553-6247. 1-800-553-6247. You pay no commission and you can't go backwards ever again due to stock market decline. Your retirement account is safe. Let's move it today. Love you all and God bless. 1-800-553-6247.
Some restrictions apply. Rates subject to change. License number 0578122. Call 800-553-6247.
Hi, I'm Tony Barron, director of the Graduate School of Theology at Azusa Pacific University San Diego Regional Center. I've made it my life's mission to help people transform themselves so that they may truly serve others. I want to invite you to begin your own transformation in one of our graduate theology programs offered right here in San Diego.
Azusa Pacific San Diego Regional Center is located on Mission Center in Mission Valley. Go to apu.edu/San Diego to learn more. Azusa Pacific University, graduating difference makers since 1899.
My dad's in prison, and I haven't seen him in a long time.
Mine too, and at Christmas, I miss him most.
Here's Jim Liske of Prison Fellowship to explain how, for just $73.50, you can help reach six hurting children.
Christmas is an especially tough time for kids with a mom or dad in prison. And that's why Angel Tree is a wonderful, God-given opportunity to break through all that pain and make an eternal difference.
Call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Your gift of $73.50 can help send Angel Tree gifts and the gospel to six children. To say thank you, we'll send you a 2013 Angel Tree keepsake ornament for your tree and the inspirational book Hope. That's 1-855-50-ANGEL.
Why should these kids suffer because of the mistakes of their mom or dad? Please call 1-855-50-ANGEL. Be as generous as you can.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm making nothing but friends today. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. We were just talking about the fact that the homosexual community, 4.4% of the population, the same amount that has tennis elbow, is trying to redefine the word in regards to what a Christian is or is not, trying to define the word as Christian as somebody who does not oppose homosexuality, which, of course, is the most ludicrous thing in the world, but not necessarily the most ludicrous thing in the world because I'm not yet done. The second part of this is first to understand that the community is trying to change definitions. First the word gay, second the word marriage, now the word Christian. Watch this. You want to see a strategy that's going to blow you away, folks? You need to listen. Just pay attention for a second. For 1 second, stop running everything in your mind and listen so you can hear the strategy of the enemy. And yeah, the enemy. I'm talking about Satan, the enemy. The second big strategy that the people are using that are in the GLAD and LGBT community is this new phrase, folks. Get ready. Not in the public square. Not in the public square. When Bernard Whitman and Wilson Cruz, both representing one GLAD, the other LGBT, started talking about the issue, when Whitman was talking on television, he bemoaned this kind of speech is not allowed in the public square. It's not allowed as free speech. And what he's saying, and this is the new strategy, is free speech, and this is exactly what he said, free speech is okay in private settings. The 4.4%ers are trying to get the United States to move the way of Great Britain by outlawing free speech against homosexuality. Now, let's point out a couple things. One, of course, in private settings, there is free speech and free thought. But two, the truth is that free speech, listen to this, free speech and the entire concept of free speech from the Constitution is meant for the public square. That was actually designed for free speech, to be able to speak publicly without fear of reprisal. That's what free speech is. It's not free speech in your house. It's free speech in the public square. The second strategy from the gay community is to eliminate free speech, so that you can't speak in the public square. Their argument is that it's hate speech. You can't speak it in the public. And they're going to shut Christians down from talking about homosexuality in the public square and thereby quench the public debate. Don't tell me that's not a brilliant strategy. It is. But you, as a Christian, you need to be aware of that. If the 4.4% want to engage on the issue, let's do it. But shutting down all the people that disagree with them is Nazism at its peak. In fact, Jesus taught in the public square, and he taught that marriage is between a man and a woman. Matthew chapter 19, verse 4, Jesus specifically taught that marriage is between a man and a woman. Let's have that public debate. Do you catch that strategy? Do you catch what they're doing? They're trying to change the definitions. They're trying to change the public square so there's no free speech. And it'll have to be speech that's approved and not acceptable any other way. Hold on. You can't possibly think I'm done. Here's the last piece of strategy they're doing. First one, change the definition. Second, shut down the public square. Third, and this one comes right from the pit of hell, is to declare the Bible is a hate speech book and should not be acceptable in any format. Whitman, by the way, couldn't believe that homosexuality was compared to drunkenness. He thought that was awful. Ironically, in Scripture, that's one of the nicer references, just so you can know. So let's just be honest as Christians. What Bernie and Wilson kind of need to know is that we have sentiments for them, that we want them to understand the Bible is the Word of God because of their proclamation that the Bible isn't the Word of God and their full rejection of Jesus Christ. The only thing you can do for them is pray for them and tell them that you're sorry that God didn't choose them, because there's nothing else that you can do about it. Let me just make sure everybody knows what the Scripture says. We're going to take a break, and then I got a 3-minute wrap-up. Listen to this. Therefore, God, this is Romans 1, 24, 28. Therefore, God gave them over to sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie, and they worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator. God gave them over to shameful lusts. Even their women exchanged natural relations for unnatural ones. In the same way, the men also abandoned natural relations with women and were inflamed with lust for one another. Men committed indecent acts with other men and received in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. You want to just toss that out of the Bible? Too bad. It's in the Bible. Jude chapter 7, likewise Sodom and Gomorrah in the cities near them, which were like them, committed sexual sins and pursued homosexual activities, and they serve as an example of the punishment of eternal fire. Hey, you don't like it? Don't read the book. Every Bible reference to love and marriage is between a man and a woman. There are no exceptions. There are 15 scriptures at a minimum opposing same-sex marriage and homosexuality and the way that the GLAD community ideology operates and the way that the LGBT group thinks. Scripture says clearly they are out without excuse. So you're thinking, wow, that's really forceful stuff, Dave, but how are we supposed to love them? I'm so glad you asked me that. When we come back, I'm going to tell you exactly how Scripture defines how we're supposed to love them. You're listening to The David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego. Even though people don't want us to, we're coming right back.
Listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Happy holidays from the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial and Jonathan During. 2013 has been a long year, and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan During and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial. To learn more about the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Kevin Davis here with Tracy from Monte Vista Village. Tracy, right now's a great time to check out Monte Vista Village, isn't it?
Hi, Kevin. It sure is. It's so extra exciting around here these days. Not only are we offering our new lower rate options that I've been talking about for the last few weeks, but our maintenance department is busy updating our apartments with new kitchens and showers, so it's really great. And Kevin, I encourage your listeners who have been thinking of senior living to come on over to Monte Vista Village and talk with our residents about how they went about their move. What made them finally decide to make the change? And how do they handle that real hurdle, which is getting rid of the stuff? And of course, another great question would be, are they happy they made the change? So don't stay at home tied down to your house. There's still a life to be lived. Give me a call. I'm at 619-465-1331, and let's set up lunch with a resident.
You need to check out Monte Vista Village. Give them a call, 619-465-1331, license number 374-600-564.
Okay, people, let's start with the basics. We need food, clothing, and a good roof. That's where Eric Holloway at Excalibur Roofing comes into the picture. With over 20 years of experience, active in the BBB, licensed and bonded in over 40 different classifications, Excalibur Roofing is the name that you can trust. Whether your quest is for residential or commercial help, Excalibur Roofing can rescue you from that tower of trouble. The way that Excalibur approaches each customer is by offering the best possible roof in every situation. From new roof construction to old roof replacements and repairs, Excalibur Roofing has got you covered. Get it? Just call 760-743-8803. That's 760-743-8803. Or you can go to the Excalibur website at excaliburroofing.com. Remember, all estimates are free. Get covered with Excalibur Roofing, your knight in shining armor.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Not giving anybody a reason to smile right now, am I? Here's the thing. If you're a Christian, you should feel empowered. The truth sets you free, man. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Knowing what the enemy is doing from a tactic point of view is a good thing. So let's close this out and make sure we get this done correctly. I agree with Phil from Duck Dynasty. The Bible teaches us to buy the truth and sell it not. and loving somebody, and that's the argument. Well, how are you supposed to love the homosexual community if there's all this stuff going on? Loving somebody is not agreeing with their sinful lifestyle. Or Jesus would have never told all the people everywhere, repent. Which, by the way, was his very first message. The very first message that Jesus gave us was to repent. Keep in mind that just because somebody has a sinful lifestyle and Jesus loves them, doesn't mean Jesus loves the lifestyle. And for those of you that are going, but he loves everybody. Everybody's a children of God. Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated. Work it out. And by the way, it's quoted in Romans. So it's not just an Old Testament. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 5 through 6. If you've forgotten the word of encouragement that addresses you as sons, my son, do not make light of the Lord's discipline and do not lose heart when he rebukes you, because the Lord disciplines those he loves and he punishes everyone he accepts as a son. There's this fallacy that loving somebody means that you just say, oh, everything is just wonderful. Everything is wonderful. Hey, love involves discipline. Love involves teaching what's correct. Love is not ignoring sinful behavior. It's the opposite. Real love is having the courage to care enough to say something. James chapter 5 tells us that when we help somebody turn away from sin, we're helping them recover from death. Proverbs 27 says, better than open rebuke than secret love. Here's the bottom line, folks. If we don't instruct, warn, discipline, challenge, and proclaim the truth as the word of God declares it, then we're lousy parents, siblings, friends, neighbors, and people. Let me ask you this question, parents. Let me ask you this question, brothers and sisters. Don't we have an obligation to warn, hey, don't touch that. The oven is hot. Isn't that our responsibility to teach that? And then somebody will say, well, how do you reconcile love your neighbor as you love yourself? Would you want somebody to warn you about going to hell if you were living in a delusion? Nothing could be more loving than trying to help people miss the fire. That is love. That is a commitment. We love them, so we don't want them to go to hell. You tell them that. Well, how's that loving them? What, you just say nothing and let them split hell wide open? And that's loving them in the Christian faith? Ridiculous. Christians need to have a little backbone. The righteous are as bold as a lion. No violence. Use the truth as your position and let the Lord do the backing. We don't give over because they don't like us. Oh, we want to be accepted by everybody. You mean like Jesus, who they crucified? I don't think so. That's not how we're doing it. Okay. How's that for a soapbox? Not too shabby, right? Okay. We're going to take a break, come back, and guess what? We're going to have Corporate Salem on. They're lucky they didn't hear this last half hour, or they might have a real hard time. You're listening to the David Spoon Experience, and I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're coming back. We're talking with our good friend, Russell Shubin. Don't go anywhere.
Who's up must come down. Spinning wheel, got to go.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM KPRZ.
2014 is the year of the pastor. KPRZ will celebrate those in ministry with five special events in 2014, kicking it off with the Year of the Pastor Luncheon on Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. KPRZ will announce the first inductees to the KPRZ Hall of Faith, recognizing those who've served and strengthened the faith of the people in San Diego. It'll be a special historical day, and you don't want to miss it. The Year of the Pastor Luncheon, Wednesday, January 15th with Robert Jeffries. Register today at KPRZ.com. It's always a delicious holiday at the French Gourmet, San Diego's finest full-service caterer since 1979. Too busy to cook? Make it a French Gourmet holiday. They do the cooking. You take the credit from the main course to the dessert. Don't worry, no one will even know. The French Gourmet offers all the traditional trimmings from side dishes to delectable desserts. Impress your friends and family with a delicious feast from the French Gourmet. Make your holiday celebrations delicious and stress-free. The French Gourmet can create a menu and service that will complement your holidays and your budget. Put your confidence in the award-winning French Gourmet. Planning a holiday party, a corporate event, a wedding, or just a family get-together? You'll need the French Gourmet to cater delicious prepared food and peace of mind. Call Call the French Gourmet at 858-488-1725. That's 858-488-1725. Or visit thefrenchgourmet.com. That's thefrenchgourmet.com. It's always a delicious day at the French Gourmet.
If you suffer from osteoarthritis and knee, shoulder, or back pain, or the debilitating pain of peripheral neuropathy in your feet and legs, I highly recommend you see the medical doctors at MedCare Specialty Clinics in Carlsbad. As their name implies, they're a true medical clinic with board-certified medical doctors and licensed physical therapists specializing in treating pain. Peripheral neuropathy is a medical condition that should be treated by medical doctors only. They'll make you feel so welcome when you go and see them, and they work to reduce your pain levels while helping you regain your mobility and the freedom that comes with it. They accept most major insurance plans, including Medicare. So don't be fooled by fancy ads from non-medical doctors promising pain solutions that rarely work. See the board-certified medical doctors and staff at MedCare Specialty Clinics, 1281 Carlsbad Village Drive in Carlsbad. Call 760-585-9658 to schedule your free assessment today. That's 760-585-9658.
Here's today's financial tip from KPRZ financial editor Marty Schneider, the retirement professor.
Hi, friends. Marty Schneider here. You know, one of the greatest financial fears of Americans is simply running out of money. The last thing that people want is to become dependent on their kids or their grandkids in those golden years. Retirement is the time of life when you want to be polishing that backswing and not your resume. And yet, the number of people who haven't put plans in place is shocking. Look, we all know that this is a world without a whole lot of guarantees, but one thing is clear. If you don't know where you're heading, you probably won't get there. So let's get together for your free retirement consultation and see if we can help to put your retirement puzzle together for you. Call me for your free visit at 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN. I'm the retirement professor, Marty Schneider. Call me for your complimentary consultation with me, 800-727-PLAN. That's 800-727-PLAN.
Some of you may be wondering, who is this guy? The David Spoon Experience on K-Praise, 1210 AM KPRZ.
Welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 AM in San Diego, California. Joining us on the phone from corporate Salem is our good friend, Russell Shubin. Russell, are you there with us? Is he there? Oops. Russell, is Russell there with us? And he is now. Is he there? You there, Russell?
I sure am. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. How are things for you?
Good, good, good. I hear you're on a rant on sin.
It's Thursday. It's cloudy. I'm just on a rant. I was talking about the new strategy that the homosexual community is using, one of which is to not just redefine the word marriage, but now they're trying to redefine the word Christian. And then also they're trying to take out of the public square any opportunity to talk about it by condemning it as hate speech and trying to move us over to Britain, which is their secondary strategy, is to not let it be discussed. Because, of course, if you discuss it, it doesn't come out very good for the 4.4%. Which, by the way, in a community is the same amount of people that have tennis elbow. just point out the facts. I can't do anything but that. Talk to
the
me.
The context for all that is Duck Dynasty. Is that what got
it? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, right. I mean, it was 30 minutes of, are you serious? I mean, it's just the insanity is incredible. But you know what? Sometimes you just got to declare the truth and tell people, look, as Christians, you're not going to be loved by everybody. Just consider following in the steps of your Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, who was not loved by everybody, so much so that he was crucified. Talk to me about ChristianOutlook.com, because if you get me ramping back up again, Russell, I'll never give you a chance to talk.
Well, if you're saying that love means telling people to turn away from sin, I think at Christmas time, love means telling people that the solution for sin came and dwelt amongst us and was born in a manger on what we recognize as Christmas Day.
Gotcha,
we
brother.
We got a great Christmas show lined up, and that's, I'm really excited about this. It's a special program we pulled together, and I'm excited about it because we get to talk about Christ. And a great lineup with stuff that would whet the heart appetite, with a look at Advent and the case for Advent, And we also have wisdom from the Proverbs on Christmas. We have Alistair Begg preaching to us and telling us to behold the Lamb. And an excerpt from a sermon called Here Is My Servant. And we also have wisdom from Dr. Albert Mohler saying Christmas was not God's plan B. And then we also look at two classic Christmas stories at the tail end of the show, A Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens and the world-famous Charlie Brown Christmas, the backstory on that and how it almost didn't make it on the air. So we got a whole bunch of stuff, and it's a great program.
Let me run this by. I don't know if you know this or not, but in 1843, on this day, Charles Dickens published A Christmas Carol. This is the day it was
Very
published.
Good.
How's that?
Was
good?
It on this station?
No. No. I don't think so. Although sometimes when I talk to Professor X, I wonder. No, I'm kidding. He's been around a while. Anyway. All right. So the show is all about Christmas. Let's talk about this. It's the Christian Outlook is on KPRZ Saturdays from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. And then also ChristianOutlook.com is a way they can access the information as well. Correct?
That's right. Absolutely.
All right. So talk to me, because this is a project for you. This isn't just, okay, we're going to fill some time and we're just going to put some stuff in there. Can you give us some nuggets from either the Christmas Carol or the Charlie Brown one, or can you give us little bits and pieces out of that?
Yeah, let me start with the Christmas Carol and the critique of people who've talked about the Christmas Carol by Charles Dickens. Some say, well, there's no Christ in there. There's no gospel in there. Which narrowly looked at is true, and also a critique from a political perspective has been it's an anti-capitalist message. And we have Jerry Boyer on there talking with John Hall and Kathy Emmons. So Jerry Boyer is a columnist, and he published a piece in Forbes that gave the immediate social context that Charles Dickens was writing in and what he was responding to. And Thomas Malthus had his ideas were big at the time, and it was kind of the first of the scarcity argument. That is, there's too many people on this planet. We don't have enough farmland to feed all of them. We need to keep the population down. And Scrooge is kind of an outworking or an embodiment of some of the miserly aspects of the Malthus thinking, and Jerry Boyer saying that this is what Charles Dickens was responding to with the whole project of A Christmas Carol. So some of the other critiques matter, or they may be somewhat relevant, but in order to appreciate the whole Dickens effort here, we have to look at what he was doing in the time and in the place when he was writing.
You know, I gotta say, and this is, I don't know if I should tell on myself or not. Maybe I should tell myself just a little bit. I've never, and it's just maybe part of me is just a little bit innocent in some things like this. I've never looked at the Christmas Carol from that analytical point of view. I really always looked at it as though the dude who was overly grumpy was overly grumpy and just had no heart. I know, I'm sure that there's great connections, but I've always looked at it as that guy, he's not a great guy.
I think you need to tune into the Christian Outlook and listen then.
I need to hear the story. I can't believe it. That's amazing. I did not know that. All right, talk to me, and that's excellent information, by the way, so nice job on that. To give me some information, is there a nugget on the Charlie Brown Christmas one?
Well, the Charlie Brown Christmas special almost didn't make it on the air, and we have Mike Gallagher, who some of your listeners might be familiar with from some of our news talk stations, but Mike Gallagher tells the story of how industry executives at CBS initially did everything they could to keep that show off the air, and then as it got close, they tried to change it in tone. They argued against the music that's in the background. They wanted to eliminate, and this is the key thing. They wanted to eliminate the reading of Luke chapter 2 at the end of the program there, where Linus reads, "This, can anyone tell me the meaning of Christmas?" And then he goes into Luke chapter 2, so we call him the minor prophet Linus.
So they wanted to get rid of that part. I mean, that's one of, that's really, I think, what brings the whole cartoon together, and they wanted to get rid of it, huh?
It's one of the magical pieces. Even the music is just a delightful soundtrack by Vince Guaraldi. I think that's how you say his name. And the but none of it came together without strong opposition. And so it's a fascinating lesson that if it was that way in 1965, what's it like in 2013? That is, it probably would have never happened again, at least not on such a wide outlet as CBS.
You know, that's a great point right there, because it makes you wonder, and I understand that there's a couple of different senses going on in the world. One of them is this, you know, this pseudo political correctness, which is nothing. It's nothing but pushing Christ out of the picture. So it doesn't it's a false or really a fantastical kind of philosophy. And in my mind, it's the irony is you take a series like the Bible and the one that Roma Downey did and Mark Burnett. And the success of it was, regardless of whether you thought they did a great job artistically, I mean, they were trying to use the Bible. They acknowledged, hey, we took some liberties. They're not trying to say they didn't. But that doesn't even faze me so much, because they acknowledged it. What fazes me is how popular, how absolutely popular it was, because people are hungry for the real thing, and how they don't understand that in the business realm, where they're all about making money, how money-making it was for them if they would have treated it that way.
Well, there's always two stories going on. Industry executives, they want to make money, and they want the world to be the way they want it to be. And that is, they don't want there to be an appetite that is out there. They don't want to feed that appetite, and they don't want to nourish that appetite. So they are at odds with themselves in some respects. And it's very clear in the story that Gallagher tells here about the Charlie Brown Christmas.
Yeah, that's fascinating. I find stuff like that fascinating, because it's on one hand, you know, that they're driven by this financial gain. On the other hand, they're so conflicted by the message that sometimes they just don't know what to do with themselves. And it's like, wow, how bizarre is that?
Yeah,
that's kind of a weird thing. Talk to me about Dr. Albert Mohler. Is there something you can pull out of there and share with us without giving us the whole? Is there some?
Absolutely. Basically, the way we can mistell Christmas. That is, we do not want to look at Christmas as God wringing his hands in heaven and saying, "How am I going to solve this problem of sin that has just been unleashed, or has been unleashed on the planet? How am I going to deal with this?" It is, and that's a caricature of the position, but it is one that we hear commonly, and if we're not mistaken, we could even articulate it in our conversations, at least to a degree. And what he's saying, we need to be careful, because this is not Plan B. This is God's plan. This is his plan from eternity past, when he decided to send his son to pay the price for sin, to be the one who would make a way for right relationship of man with God. And we need to proclaim that, and proclaim it boldly. That is, what happened in Bethlehem was the perfect outworking, and as the scripture says, what happened in the fullness of time. And so great stuff there, and great stuff on Advent from Nancy Guthrie as well. I bet you there's a lot of people who are in non-denominational churches out in your audience right now, and probably do not at church recognize Advent. But why should we recognize Advent? Not necessarily at church. You could do it in your home with your family. Why? Because it sets our hearts on Christ. Everything, even right now this week, I bet you your listeners they have to run this errand and run that errand and get ready for this and get cards out or whatever. And Advent is a discipline that sets our hearts on Christ in anticipation of his arrival.
Yeah, very cool. You know what's great, though? I got to say, and you'll have to give me this one. You can't, because there's not a lot of room. Anybody can wiggle out of this. But it's great being Jewish and then becoming a Christian. Because if I really feel like getting into it, I can. And if I don't, I just go, well, I'm Jewish, but I'm a believer.
Well, this is, and it's, you could respond to this, David, that Christianity is really nothing if it's not completed Judaism.
Well, that's a great way to say it right there. And I could do a backup joke on that, but we've been telling for years, but I can't do it on the air, so I can't do that. Here's what I got for you. Now, it's ChristianOutlook.com. That's ChristianOutlook.com. That's the place to go Saturday from 5 a.m. to 6 a.m. That is the great stuff for Christian Outlook. You got to listen to it. And Russell and I are lobbying to get that thing to move even to maybe a later hour. We're going to work on that together. Right, buddy?
All right.
Hey, have a great Christmas and a wonderful, wonderful New Year. I guess I'm not going to talk to you till next year, huh?
I guess not, but we'll look forward to it, David, and all the best to you and all your listeners, and may God's blessings be present in your home this Christmas.
Thank you, brother. God bless you. You've done an excellent job, and I'm really, really happy to be your friend. Ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the David Spoon Experience. I'm your host, David Spoon, right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. When we come back, I'm going to be nice, almost.
Tell a friend about the David Spoon Experience. KPRZ, 1210 a.m., KPRZ.
Palomar Health and Mayo Clinic are joining forces to solve North County's most challenging medical problems. That means access to the finest medical knowledge available right here at home. Palomar Health and Mayo Clinic, working together, working for you. Learn more at palomarhealth.org/mayo.
Add warmth and comfort to your home. Farrell's Fireside Shop makes energy efficiency beautiful. Upgrade your old gas fireplace unit with a beautiful new wood-burning fireplace. Farrell's Fireside Shop. Fast, local, and affordable. Upgrade your old wood-burning fireplace with an energy-efficient wood-burning insert. Or choose a classic freestanding wood stove to warm and brighten your home. You know, today's newest wood stoves burn just half the wood and make a small fraction of the ash. And they add real value to your home. Trust Farrell's Fireside Shop for their experience, expertise, and best local selection of wood, gas, and pellet stoves and hearth accessories from America's great manufacturers. Call them today, 619-441-2755. 619-441-2755. Farrell's Fireside Shop, just north of Interstate 8 on 2nd Street in El Cajon. Warm winter wishes from Farrell's Fireside Shop. Energy savings have never been this beautiful.
My name is Frank St. John. I am a resident at Genesis Recovery. The morning of August 12, 2013, I got on my knees and asked God to help. 3 hours later, I ended up at Genesis Recovery, broken, ready to surrender my life to God. By the grace of God, I am able to see my children today to share my testimony with them.
My name is Tommy Hathorn. I'm the executive director at Genesis Recovery San Diego. Genesis Recovery San Diego is a ministry of the Rock Church. Christ is the focal point of our 12-step recovery process. Our recovery journey is focused on the restoration of physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual health.
Genesis Recovery is here to serve those who are enslaved by drugs and alcohol. If you or someone you love is struggling with addiction, or for more information on how you can help, please call Genesis Recovery today at 619-797-7319 or go to GenesisRecoverySanDiego.com. Genesis Recovery San Diego, setting captives free in Jesus' name.
From the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial and Jonathan During. 2013 has been a long year, and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial hopes that this holiday season brings comfort and joy and time to share with family and friends. Merry Christmas from Jonathan During and the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial. To learn more about the La Jolla Gateway team of Thriving Financial, call them at 858-455-5227 and ask for Ruth. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
You're listening to the David Spoon Experience on KPRZ, 1210 AM, KPRZ.
Oy vey, welcome back to the David Spoon Experience, local, national, and heavenly talk. I'm your host, David Spoon. Thank you for joining us here at KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego, California. For all my friends who want to protest, I'll be doing a live remote tomorrow. You can just meet us out there at the live remote. We're doing a live remote at Family Christian Bookstore in Santee in the parking lot of Walmart in front of Michael's. We are giving away gift cards, so if you disagree with every single thing I've ever said, you can still come in and get a gift card. We'll still talk to you. We're willing to talk. We're not trying to shut down the public square. So anyway, Family Christian Bookstore in Santee, in the parking lot of Walmart in front of Michael's, we're going to be giving away $10 gift cards, and they're going to be in the bookstore having $5 gifts all over the place, plus 50% off on books, videos, kids' items, and Bibles. By the way, I need a planner, and they got one for $5. So I got to get that. Additionally, we're giving away – and then did I tell you about the who's going to be there? Chick-fil-A is going
to
be there.
Hey, Dave.
Yes.
If you want me to keep your mic on, you will bring me back a sandwich.
I'm not going to come back until Monday. You want a sandwich for Monday?
Keep it in the fridge.
Okay, you got it.
Thanks, Dave.
All done for you. Let's just finalize on two things. One, I want to make sure to do this count for everybody because I know people are like, you know, you talk a lot about that stuff, but did you have any scriptural backings for some of this stuff? Because you're talking about sin a lot. Okay, here we go. I don't know why people even wonder, but okay, here you go. In the New American Standard Bible, let's use the King James Version first, then the New American Standard. In the King James Version Bible, sin is mentioned 448 times. Love is mentioned 310 times. He talked about love more than sin. In the New American Standard Bible, sin is mentioned 430 times. Love is mentioned 348 times. People don't like to hear stuff like that. Don't tell me stuff like that. Okay, whatever. The number one word in the Bible for most people know, besides the thes and the stuff like that, words that really pertain, is God. And then the second biggest word on that is Lord. And then the third biggest word is Christ. Get the hint? God, Lord, Christ. Get it? And then
What about the actual word Jesus?
The actual word Jesus is, that's right, I missed that one completely, and that's 1,200 times. I missed that, sorry.
Yeah, but of course, you know,
I missed that. I can't believe I missed that.
That's only a historical term.
Yeah, whatever, like that isn't what he's talking about. All right, so it's God, Jesus, Lord, Christ, and Father. That's all the top words. Wow. But here's the big thing. But we're supposed to love everybody. Yes, love is a part. Pointing out sin can be a big part of love. Doesn't God love you? Well, here's my question. Does he point out your sin? Ouch, Dave, take it out of my back. Okay, here we go. So let's just finalize with the R&B. Do you have that R&B? Can we pull that up? It's the last little R&B that we probably can do because this is a good one. This is a nice one. This is a nice post. We'll go out on something nice.
And the only prescription is more cowbell.
There you go. Today's Facebook post, the first one, before we did that whole segment. The first one, listen to this scripture. This has to do with Moses leading and guiding the children of Israel. And listen to the post and listen to the questions and comments. Here, ready? Here's the scripture. This is what Jethro said to Moses. Ready? The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Ooh. Ooh. Aren't we sneaky? Listen to this. The work is too heavy for you. You cannot handle it alone. Sometimes the stuff that we're doing is too much and we need help. So here's what the post is. Sometimes we need to ask for help. From God, always. There's never a question. You should always ask the Lord every single day, if not every single hour, to help you. I mean, I need help constantly. But you should also be willing to ask people for help. As hard as that is to hear for those of us that have too much pride, God put people in your lives to help you and to love you and to encourage you as well as to test you and try you and drive you nutty. It's not just the one, it's the other too. So sometimes when it's heavy, when it's hard, when it's difficult, sometimes we need to ask for help. And if you're not sure what to do, find the person the Lord has brought into your life and ask them to help you. at a minimum, people can pray for you, bless you, encourage you. I got to say, and as we close this out, and don't forget our remote tomorrow, I got to say, there is nothing as powerful as when somebody speaks a word of life into your life itself and tells you that you're a blessing, you're encouragement, you're a good friend, you're this. There's just this power that God gives for people strengthening other people. Here's my encouragement. As prideful as we can be, let's be less prideful, dependent fully on God, and more trusting of his kids. And perhaps the Lord will bless us with people and surround us with people that will love us and strengthen us and encourage us, and then the work won't be too heavy. You've been listening to the David Spoon Experience right here on KPRZ, 1210 a.m. in San Diego. We're taking a 22-hour break, and when we come back, I'm going to be in Santee. So everybody, come out and see us. It'll be a lot of fun. More info on KPRZ.com. See you tomorrow.